Welcome to Evolve to Be and Evolve to Be Radio, talking about the evolution of consciousness, and I am Audrey Tara. So welcome, welcome. I have been on a journey, and I think we all have been on a journey. Life, that's what life is. Life is a journey. And part of that journey is being in relationships. And relationships are this amazing tool for us to go deeper into our own being to see who we are. Relationships mirror to us what is going on in our internal world and how we could go in and really delve deeper into our connection with ourselves. And it seems kind of like a selfish thing to do, is to use relationship in that manner. But I truly believe that we all came here to gift each other the experience of relationship. And why would we do that? We understand as a consciousness, as a collective consciousness, that we're moving through this journey that we call life, or we call lifetimes. But what it is in actuality is that we are moving through a journey of experience to experience our own self. And if you grasp the concept of we are one consciousness, which a lot of Eastern teachings talk about oneness, or we talk about in different religions, we're all brothers and sisters, and we're all children of God. And, you know, there's many different thoughts and theories out there that we are one collective consciousness swimming together in these lifetimes of experience. We start to understand with this concept that none of us are separate, and that we're all here together playing this little game. I had my guides tell me a story once. I spent about 1 week in really deep anger. I couldn't figure out for the life of me why we're doing this, why we're sitting in pain and suffering, why is humanity so, in my eyes, screwed up? And I became very angry. It had to end. And I kept asking the question, what's going on here? What are we doing here? And my guides actually allowed me to sit and stew for a while. It was a few days, and it became like 4 or 5 days, and I meditated, and I looked for answers, and I really couldn't find anything other than to sit in my own experience of anger. And when the fourth day came, I finally just said, this is enough. And I went to a teacher of mine, Barbara Brennan, and she wrote these, she took all of her channelings and broke them down into poems and created these books. And I opened up one, I went to her guide, Hey Owen, who I have a deep connection to because of the 6 years of school I went to. And I said, Hey Owen, you have to answer my questions. I've been sitting in anger long enough. Please, I need something here. And I remember that I opened up the book. I just randomly opened up the book, and the answers started coming. And I don't even remember exactly what the answers were at this time. But I remember that I started to calm down inside, enough that I was able to go and meditate. And I went and I meditated, and I asked my guides again. I said, please, you have to tell me what's going on. Why is humanity in so much suffering? Why are we doing this? And my guides started taking me through a journey, and it was a journey through the history of humanity. And then it became a journey through the history of the cosmos. And they took me all the way to the Big Bang, and I stood there and I watched the Big Bang happening, and I did it in reverse. So it was like the Big Bang coming outwards, and I was watching it and going back through time, and then I experienced that little teeny tiny dot of existence. And I went through that to the other side. And on the other side, there were these beings of consciousness that were sitting in, like a room, like debating, you know, and they were beings of light. Nobody, there was really no form to them. Everything, when you ever have visions, it's, everything is kind of filtered through your own, perceptions, so you can have a better understanding. So they seemed to have these forms, but they were sitting at these tables, and I was one of them. I like popped into, this being of light that was sitting at the table, and they were all having these discussions. And they weren't argumentative as far as debating goes, but they were having these great discussions about the planning of the universe. And with this information came this download of exactly what was happening. And what was happening was that these were beings of consciousness that only knew union. They only knew that they were one consciousness and that they were connected to the prime creator consciousness. And they never understood anything about separation. And there was great intelligence in these beings. And so with this great intelligence came the ability of wanting to have experiences, wanting to experience their consciousness in a different way. And what they wanted to do was they figured out that they wanted to create separation from the divine creator and experience themselves as separate so they can go back into union with the divine creator and experience gratitude. Because what was going on in this, in the way that they experienced themselves as consciousness was that there was no separation. And when there was no separation, there was no need for gratitude. And so it became this just the simplified fact that all they wanted to experience was gratitude. Now I say they, and I'm almost laughing to myself because they are us. We are that consciousness. All of the universe is that consciousness. And that's how I experienced this vision that I was having. And so I watched the debates. I participated in the debates. And I realized that they were starting to create darkness. And they were creating darkness because that energy would drop their consciousness down to a place where they felt separation from the divine prime creator. And so I felt something within me saying, if we create darkness, we must create light. There has to be a balance. And we started forming this universe of duality in order for us to experience separation and union, separation and union. And for me, this started to form a deeper conception of what dark energy really is. And all that dark energy is the ability to separate us from our divine so we can experience this deep separation to create longing within us or pain and suffering within us to want to come back into union with the divine prime creator, come back into union with our consciousness. And with these concepts, I really understood because I got to watch how certain beings that were sitting around the table raised their hand and said, I'll be one of those beings of the dark energies. I'm going to sacrifice my existence at this moment because for them, all of the universe and we're in this expression of experience that they were forming was only a moment in time for them. And so there were beings that were raising their hand and said, I'll go and I'll do that. I'll be one of those beings that are going to hold the consciousness or hold the energies of this darkness, this separation. And I remember also, there was a knowing in me that with this separation, this deep separation, that we were going to need a lot of lifetimes of experience to be able to fully understand and fully experience separation, and then be able to fully understand and experience the union and the gratitude that comes when we become one again. And so we started creating, we started debating how we're going to do that. How are we going to have all these experiences? Because as a being of consciousness with this type of intelligence, we also understood that moment to moment, we were going to be experiencing light and dark, or separation and union. And so we realize that there's infinite possibilities of having these experiences. So we needed an infinite amount of time. And we created the timelines. And the timelines were a way to have as many experiences as possible. So we created the ability that our consciousness can hop into a physical form and then have a lifetime of experience, and then hop into another physical form and have a lifetime of experience. Now, you have to also understand here too that I'm not saying human life form, because there's many, many, many different life forms in this universe. This universe that's created out of duality, out of light and dark, out of separation and union. And so there's many forms, there's many dimensions within this universe to allow ourselves to have an infinite number of possibilities of experience. Now, there has to be an end to some point, and I really, I wasn't privy to that information because it wasn't necessary for what the question I was asking. And the question was, what are we doing here? And so that is what we are doing here. It's very simple. We are giving ourselves experiences of separation and to understand and experience the pain and suffering in that separation, to pull us back into choosing to be in union with our own consciousness, in union with others, and then in union with the divine prime creator. And so we can experience gratitude in that moment. So a lot of you that are listening, you are meditators. You have understood the pain and suffering that you've been in from time to time in your lifetime, or maybe you've experienced the traumas of other lifetimes through regression or memory. But you understand what that pain and suffering is. And then when you get to those moments of bliss, those moments of healing, when you feel in complete union with yourself, with others, with the divine prime creator, That moment of bliss, maybe you can't hold it for very long, but it's just like a little taste of what that truly feels like. That ultimate moment when you are one with everything. Do you experience gratitude in those moments? And my guess is yes, because it's impossible not to feel so grateful. And so that is what we're doing. We're only here to experience the gratitude of being in oneness. And eventually, what's going on with the shift and changing on this planet is that we will be in a state of oneness on this planet where everybody will be able to experience oneness. And then we will experience, or we'll have experiences of what that's like. There's a learning curve with this oneness too. So it's just not like we're having this learning curve of being in separation for thousands and thousands of years, or millions of years, depending on how long we've been doing this. But we'll also be able to have the experience of union for thousands and thousands of years, if not millions of years. And my guess is that we're not just having experience of separation and then union. It's both. It's a flow. It's like what I'm being shown is the figure eight, the infinity symbol. You know, it's not one or the other. It's not, you're going to experience separation until you learn it, and then you'll get the opportunity, or you'll be honored enough with the opportunity to experience union. You know, karma says that the cause of the laws of cause and effect. And there's some truth in the laws of karma. And it's the laws of karma are set up for this universe because we're experiencing duality. We're experiencing separation and union. So there's certain laws of the universe that are created distinctly for this experience that we're having. But it's not a punishment. We have free will in that we get to choose if we want to experience separation or union. We don't have free will in the fact that we're here experiencing. We're all here experiencing. And whether you're doing it on this planet or another planet or this dimension or another dimension, we're all in this together. We have to be here. And we have to be experiencing either separation or union. But our free will comes in the fact that we get to choose what we want to do. Do we want to be in separation or do we want to be in union? And so that is what relationship does, is that it brings us into these experiences in the moment. What do I want to experience? And our free will states we get to create our own reality. We are one consciousness separated as individuals in a body, but we are a collective consciousness working for the whole. But we get to decide individually how we want to do that. Because that's what we decided long ago, before the Big Bang. We decided we wanted to separate ourselves, not just from Prime Creator. We wanted to separate ourselves, our consciousness, from each other to have these experiences. If you want to go even to a bigger concept, my belief is that we are Prime Creator. Prime Creator is not a man in a beard in the sky, God, you know, what religions call God. Prime Creator is a consciousness. And if I think about this right now, like I think, you know, when I had this vision, it was about, I want to say 5 or 6 years ago. I don't think I was ready to fully understand the concept of us as God, or us as Prime Creator. But now sitting here talking to you, and all the work that I've been doing, all the healing work, all the traveling, the meditation, the journeys I've had in India, I'm getting to a point now where God realization for me happens on a daily basis, where it will soon become my complete existence. I can actually say, yes, we are Prime Creator, we are God. And it's not anything separate from us. It's not a being of consciousness that's greater than or higher than us. We are that consciousness. It's just that we are here in this universe of duality doing this work, having this experience. And that we've split off from the divine prime creator, from the wholeness of consciousness of what we really are, to have these experiences. And then you hear about your guides, your guardian angels, the different hierarchies that are involved. Well, those are all kind of like managers of the system. You know, everything was set up with an intelligence that's beyond our conception in this reality. It was perfectly created, and it's perfectly guided, and it's perfectly watched over. It's thoroughly watched over. So there's no worries about doing it right or wrong, because there is no wrong. There's no worrying about, oh my gosh, I'm sitting in all this pain and suffering, because it's just a choice that you get to make whether or not you want to sit there. And once you decide that you want to choose union in a different reality, what happens is that free will and that choice that you make creates a new reality for you. So we are under the veil of a belief system that we can't create our own reality. And what we're moving into now, what all the teachers on this planet have been showing us for the past, 40 years, was the possibilities of creating a different reality. What they have been teaching us is the proof that energy exists. They've been teaching us the proof that we are in pain and suffering. And then they have been teaching us that we have free will. So now we're all starting to understand at some level, each and every one of us on this planet has an idea that there is a shifting of the evolution of consciousness. There is a shifting of the vibration of energies on this planet, that energy exists, that healing is possible. If you look at all these great teachers, Wayne Dyer and Greg Braden and Marianne Williamson and all these, Eckhart Tolle, they've all been kind of teaching us that it's possible. And then they've been proving it to us with science. Because in this time, this modern time on the planet, we've moved away from spirituality. So they've had to prove everything with modern science. And now what's happening is that there's teachers coming out into the world that are saying, okay, now you guys believe. Now we're going to give you the tools on how to shift and change your reality. And so when you're in relationship, that relationship is a gift and a tool. That person standing in front of you is doing a few things. And one of them is that they are a mirror to you to show you what's going on in your internal world. And when you can understand and see what's going on in your internal world and that you are in pain and suffering, you can choose in that moment to let that pain and suffering go. And you can say, I'm going to choose union in this moment. I am going to choose not to listen to my mind chattering and all the stories. I'm going to drop down into my heart, where my heart doesn't speak in stories. And my heart does not create illusions of separation. The mind does that. So the heart will start to create a new reality for you where you're in union not only with yourself, but then you're in union with that person that's in you're in relationship. And what happens is that reality shifts and changes instantaneously, and you start to have a different relationship. You start to see that person through a different set of eyes because you've jumped into a different reality. So this is part of the shifting of consciousness on the planet. These are some big concepts, and they could be really simplified to just say, everything in your external world is giving you an example of what's going on in your internal world. So look inside, choose to be in union, and watch your reality shift and change. And know that the belief system that you have of that's impossible, I can't do that, that's your mind telling you a story that's not true. And so A New Earth is a great book that teaches you or tells you or proves to you that it could be something different. But you don't have to read a book. All you have to do is try it. Do an experiment. You know, start experimenting and watch what your mind tries to tell you. And then tell your mind, you know what, I'm not going to believe you right now. I'm going to believe something different. And start to see how you can start to shift your reality. And maybe it's just little things. Start small. One of the things that you can do, and one of the tools that I teach when you're shifting your consciousness, is to be very, very grounded. If you are not grounded, your energy field is separated from your body. And when that happens, when your energy is separated from your body, it's not separated to the earth either, because we can only be grounded into the earth when we're in our bodies. So our bodies are kind of like the mechanism for grounding and for other things. It's your temple. It houses your consciousness. But in order for your consciousness to be connected to the earth and stable, you need to be grounded. That's what all these grounding techniques have been teaching. So about 9 years ago now, I was being taught a really powerful grounding technique. Because the shifting that's happening on the planet, the energy grid system that's at the surface of the planet is dissolving. So as we shift our consciousness and move forward into these higher states of consciousness or these higher vibrational energies, the lower vibrational energies that exist on the planet have been dissolving. And the solar flares have been doing a great job of dissolving these energy grids. We need to dissolve the energy grids to create new energy grids of higher vibration. But while this is happening, we need to be able to ground our energy into the earth. And there's deeper into the earth, there's permanent electromagnetic fields that we can ground our consciousness into to remain stable during these times of change. But going back to this shifting of consciousness, we must be in our body. You know, it's like being a balloon with a string, and the balloon is flying around. And my teacher, Tricia, would say, you know, the string needs to be held. It needs to be tied down to something. Otherwise, the balloon or your energy field will lift out and just be flying around somewhere. And that's when you get spacey, you're filled with anxiety, you can't make decisions for your life, you're in fear. So grounding is the best way to do that. So part of this show is a little bit about talking about what's going on the planet, what's going on with the evolution of consciousness. And the other part is a grounding meditation. So to do this grounding meditation, you sit in a chair or you can stand. If you're sitting in a chair, you're towards the edge of the chair, so your feet are flat on the ground and your back is straight. You can put a pillow behind your back in between you and the back of the chair so it feels comfortable for you. If you're standing and doing this meditation, which I recommend if you're a healer doing a lot of healing work, standing meditations are the best. Or if you're an advanced meditator, standing meditations are the best because you're giving yourself an opportunity to learn how to ground yourself while you're walking, while you're riding a bike, while you're standing at the grocery store. If you're standing, your eyes are open, your legs are shoulder width apart, and there's a slight bend in your knee, and you're looking on the ground about 4 feet in front of you, find a spot. If you are sitting, you may have your eyes closed. So receive a deep breath in and out. Receive another deep breath in and out. Imagine a tube of light that exists around you 360 degrees. This tube of light is outside of your body, so you're sitting in the middle of this giant tube of light. And there's about space in between your body and the walls of this tube of light, about 2 or 3 feet. This is your pranic tube. For 7,000 years, our pranic tube has been about an inch or two around in the center of our body, anchoring our energy into the earth. We are expanding. Our energy anatomy is changing. And now this pranic tube exists outside of our body to hold the expansion of our energy field and to hold these higher vibrational frequencies that our energy body is becoming. So breathe, bringing all of your awareness into your body, feeling the fall and the rise of your breath, or the rise and the fall of your breath, bringing all of your awareness back into your body. Call forth into this present moment, right here and right now, all of the parts of you that have been scattered. All the parts of you that have been scattered from the past. All of the parts of you that have been scattered from the future. Bring it all right here into this present moment, right here and right now. And drop your awareness down into your pelvic area. And imagine that there is a ball of light about the size of a golf ball in the center of your pelvis, right underneath your belly button, and sitting right in front of your spinal column. This ball of light is your essence. It's the truth of who you are. It's all of your consciousness wrapped up into one. This ball of light is your life force. Just using your imagination, bringing your awareness to this ball of light, and allowing your breath to expand this ball of light. So as you breathe in, this ball of light gets bigger. And just breathing and allowing that ball of light to grow and to grow and to grow bigger and bigger, to the size of a baseball, to the size of a grapefruit. Using your breath to expand this ball of light 360 degrees around you, filling your pelvic area of your body the size of a basketball. If you place your hands on your belly, you can actually start to feel this energy of this ball of light that's you, your life force. You might feel a tingling sensation or heat. I feel pulsing in my hand. And now I bring my hands out beyond my body, about a foot, and using your breath, expand that ball of light out to touch your hands. 360 degrees around you, expanding a foot beyond your body, expanding your life force with your breath. Use your breath to fill your life force, really filling it and feeling it. It's sparkly, it's white, it's beautiful. It is the truth of who you are. And using your breath, expand it out more so it's touching the edges of your pranic tube. Use your imagination to see. Use your imagination to feel. Your thoughts move energy. So using your thoughts or listening to my words will move your energy. If you're feeling nothing right now, sensing nothing, know that my words are moving your energy, expanding your life force out, charging your life force. Just the idea that you're becoming aware of your life force automatically charges your life force and makes it bigger and brighter. And it's touching the edges of your pranic tube now. And this pranic tube is already deeply entrenched into the core of Mother Earth. So now all you're going to do on this journey is that ball of light, your life force, is going to start to follow this pranic tube down into the earth, deep down through all of the organic material of the earth right now, dropping down through your legs and down into the earth. You're taking your life force deeper into the earth, connecting into the earth energetically. You're moving through all the organic material of the earth. So you're starting to speed up because you are a life form that is light. So your life force, your ball of light, that the truth of who you are is now traveling down your pranic tube deeper into the earth. The organic material of the earth is about 3,000 miles down. So you have a ways to go. Speed up. Allow yourself to just drift down that tube of light that's already there. If you want, you can sense yourself. You can sense all the soil, the rock, all the water and the minerals that make up the surface of Mother Earth. That organic material, just connecting deeper down into that. And dropping down through that tube of light, your ball of light dropping deeper down into the earth. Just feeling yourself dropping down. What does that feel like? I actually start to become the ball of light. Instead of being in my body looking down, I shift my awareness. So I'm just that ball of light traveling down through my pranic tube. I can see everything that's in the surface of the earth traveling down 3,000 miles. It's pretty quick. And now you'll get to the molten lava chambers, the magma chambers of the earth. And you'll drop down through that crusty core and you'll drop right into that lava. This lava part of the earth, this magma chamber, is very, very highly energetically charged molten rock. It's filled with the life force of Mother Earth. So as you drop down into that, allow your life force to feel what this lava feels like. I actually start to slow down and I use my spiritual eyes. Or you can use your imagination. What does it look like? You're surrounded by lava. You're surrounded by this warm, thick, slow-moving rock that's very charged. In this place, I ask that whatever no longer serves me in my energy field, any belief system, any stagnated energy, any energy that I have taken on that is not mine, any energy that is not aligned in the highest form of consciousness in this universe, the closest thing to the divine prime creator, what's not aligned in that life force, it be quickly and easily burned off. And sometimes I sense my whole entire ball of light just becoming charred. And then it turns to ash. And I become light again. But feel yourself surrounded by the lava, maybe still moving slowly down, following down your pranic tube, because your pranic tube's connected even deeper into the earth. and moving through this lava, clearing, burning off what no longer serves you, clearing off belief systems that are not aligned in the unity consciousness. Any belief system or any energy that is keeping you in separation must be burned off in this place and become lighter as you move down. And you'll come out of the lava magma chamber, and now you're in a different layer of the earth. And these are grid lines. Imagine that you're flowing now down your pranic tube, and that your ball of light, your life force, is clicking and going through these lines of light. This is the permanent electromagnetic field of the earth. So there's grid lines and lines of light that create geometric forms. And you're just now going down through these lines of light, connecting, clearing, and charging. Connecting, clearing, and charging. You're traveling down through the pranic tube. Your life force is connecting, clearing, and charging in the permanent electromagnetic field of Mother Earth. Feeling how this layer inside of Earth feels different than the magma chamber. It feels different than the organic material that you just went through. It's more precise. There's more of a precision here. There's more of an alignment happening. Just notice what you feel or sense in this layer of Earth. But this is where your consciousness is connecting into. You're connecting, clearing, and charging. The lines of light that make up your energy anatomy are actually connecting into the permanent electromagnetic field of Mother Earth right here. As you move down through the earth, following your pranic tube deeper down towards the core of Earth, you just feel yourself connecting, clearing, and charging as you're moving down through these lines of light. And using your spiritual eyes, you'll start to see a ball of light coming towards you as you move further down into the earth. This is the core of Mother Earth. This is her life force. As you're a ball of light traveling down through your pranic tube, she has a ball of light too that is her life force that you're going to just merge right into. That pranic tube just slides you right into that giant ball of light, and all of a sudden you'll notice that you're just surrounded by light and life force. You're deeply connected into Earth. Breathe and experience, what is it like to be connected into the life force of Earth? This is our home planet in this lifetime. In this physical form that you have taken on, this is where you belong. This is your home. This is your spaceship. This is your mother. Feel the unconditional love that Mother Earth has for you here. Feel the experience of whatever is coming up for you in this moment. Maybe it's difficult for you to connect here. What does that feel like? Allow yourself to have an experience. Maybe you're experiencing pain and suffering. Feel the pain and suffering. Tell Mother Earth, I'm in pain and suffering, and I would love for your unconditional love right now. Please give it to me. This is an opportunity to feel love of a mother that you've never felt before. Earth can hold you. She's much more powerful than you are in this, in your present state of awareness. Allow her to hold you. Allow her to take her in your, in her arms, in her life force, and feed you and fill you with her nurturing life force. Allow your life force to get brighter because you're feeding off of her life force. That's what she's here for. She is here for us to learn. We are in service to her. She is in service to us. We're one. We're one consciousness. She originally came from the same place that we did. Allow yourself to feel this connection to Earth. And fill your life force with the power of her life force. Feeling yourself deeply, deeply connected. And fill yourself with gratitude for all that she does. Just feel gratitude in this place. And now we'll begin our journey back up. So just following your pranic tube back up through the life force of Mother Earth, very, very quickly moving up, 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 up through the permanent electromagnetic grids of Mother Earth. You're connecting, clearing, charging with this new life force that has merged within you. The Earth's life force has merged with you, all of her wisdom, all of her knowledge, all of her unconditional love, her power, her presence, has filled your life force. And now that permanent electromagnetic grid that you're traveling up through is connecting and clearing and charging your energy field, your life force, with this new energy, this higher vibration, this new consciousness that you have merged with. And you're moving up in your pranic tube. You're now coming towards the magma chamber of Earth. You're sliding into that lava core and feeling the heat of the lava surrounding you, burning into you a permanent energy of the life force of Mother Earth. And just allowing yourself to move up through that lava and up, back up towards your body. So all you need to do is think, I'm moving up back towards my body, and you start moving up. You're following that pranic tube back up. Your life force, you are a ball of light, speeding up, moving now through the organic material of Earth, all the minerals, all the water, the rocks and the soil, moving back up very quickly up 3,000 miles towards the Earth's surface. Towards your body. And just now, breathing in, finding yourself back in your body, and that life force, that ball of light, is just moving up through your legs and up into the center of your being, in your heart space, expanding out 360 degrees. You are this brilliant ball of life force. Allow yourself to take that in, feeling the tingling sensation of merging with the life force of Mother Earth, feeling her wisdom and her knowledge and her power and presence merging with your wisdom and knowledge and power and presence, feeling yourself grounded and connected to the Earth in a way that keeps you safe and balanced and calm. When the chaos of life surrounds you, you are calm and centered in the middle of that storm. And your presence and your power can redirect your ability to make decisions in a positive way for your life. This presence and this power of your life force can help you realize that you are the creator of your reality. And you can choose in any moment. If you want to be in separation, great. Experience what that feels like. If you want to be in union with the divine prime creator and all that is in oneness, then feel that and be that and choose that. But feeling the ability that you create and you choose what you want for your life. What are you going to experience in this moment? It's up to you. There is no right, and there's no wrong, and there's no screwing it up. And when the mind comes in and the mind wants to tell you, you can't, you've been this way your whole life and you can't do anything different. Tell your mind you're wrong. It's not the truth of who I am. The truth of who I am is that I am a powerful being of creation. And I'm here with other powerful beings of creation. And we're living in this illusion that we're separate and we're not. So in this moment, I am going to choose something different. And I am going to open my heart and I am going to connect into myself with unconditional love. And I'm going to gift to myself because I am worthy and I deserve it and I'm powerful enough to do it. I'm going to create something different in this moment. I choose something different. And I don't know what that difference is going to be for you. Maybe you're going to choose to be in separation because you need to learn something here. And then maybe you're going to choose to be in union because that union feels good. Remember, when you get to the union part, the gratitude, because the gratitude is why we're here. And the gratitude is the engine or the fuel for the engine that will run your reality. Thank you so much for being here and listening today. Thank you so much for allowing me into your heart and allowing me to teach you what I've learned. What's helped me, what's continued support and tools for my journey. Thank you so much, and have a beautiful day and a beautiful week, and I will be with you next Sunday. Namaste.